Simon & Schuster Audio presents Brokeback Mountain by Annie Prue. Read by Campbell Scott.
Ennis Del Mar wakes before 5, wind rocking the trailer, hissing in around the aluminum door and window frames. The shirts hanging on a nail shudder slightly in the draft. He gets up, scratching the gray wedge of belly and pubic hair, shuffles to the gas burner, pours leftover coffee in a chipped enamel pan. The flame swathes it in blue. He turns on the tap and urinates in the sink, pulls on his shirt and jeans, his worn boots, stamping the heels against the floor to get them full on. The wind booms down the curved length of the trailer, and under its roaring passage he can hear the scratching of fine gravel and sand. It could be bad on the highway with the horse trailer. He has to be packed and away from the place that morning. Again, the ranch is on the market, and they've shipped out the last of the horses, paid everybody off the day before, the owner saying, "Give 'em to the real estate shark, I'm out of here," dropping the keys in Ennis's hand. He might have to stay with his married daughter until he picks up another job, yet he is suffused with a sense of pleasure because Jack Twist was in his dream. The stale coffee is boiling up, but he catches it before it goes over the side, pours it into a stained cup, and blows on the black...